For the longest time, there has not been a sole entity responsible for economic development. A lot of us are doing it in small pieces, and we're doing it in, you know, our own way to the best of our abilities. By having this partnership established, it really opens that line of communication to where we all are on the same page. We know exactly what we're looking for, meaning we know that tourism is the number one source of economic development here in this community right now. And that's followed very closely by healthcare, our educational systems, and the manufacturers that we do have. Anytime tourists come to this area, you know, they're spending money in our restaurants and our local businesses that are here, and we want to make sure that those people continue to come. So by working with the city and the county, we can establish this plan to make sure that tourists want to continue to come back to our area and help the businesses that are here with any workforce needs that they have.
If the county votes and the Quorum Court gives their approval, eventually a board will be put in place to manage this?
Absolutely. And this board will be completely separate from the Chamber of Commerce. The North Central Arkansas Chamber Foundation was founded as a 501c3 in 2012. And with that comes with their own bylaws. There will be their own board with representation from the city and the county. And other members from the community will sit on this board.
If anyone is interested in participating, who do they contact?
They would contact me here at the Chamber. Our phone number here is 425-5111, or they are more than welcome to stop by anytime, and I'd be happy to meet with them one-on-one about what our EDO is going to look like. And that's why we started this process early. The funding will not kick in until January 1, and that gives us time to make sure that we have the proper bylaws and the rules, regulations, and we are ready to go and hit the ground running when it's time.
You've spent a lot of time looking and studying other areas throughout the state of Arkansas, and specifically you've spent time looking at Conway and Harrison about how they are already actively doing this to promote their economic development in their areas.
We are, and that's been one of the greatest assets for me as I have attended various professional development opportunities throughout the state is the networking. And so I have been able to meet with representation from Conway, Harrison, even Batesville to find out what they do that works really well, any feedback that they've given me that maybe things that don't work well. And so we're taking little bits from different communities to make it work for us here in Mountain Home.
And this will not be specific only to tourism. You're looking at providing all kinds of different opportunities.
Exactly. And, I mean, to me, the biggest component that could potentially come out of this is the workforce development piece, just helping us with job creation. I know that's on a lot of people's minds right now. As new businesses come to town, we want to make sure that we're able to staff them. And we want to make sure that when students are graduating or people are looking to find a job, that they're educated and they've got the right certifications for the positions that are open.
You have a unique perspective for that because prior to being the CEO of the Chamber, you spent time as an educator in the Mountain Home Public Schools.
I do, and honestly, that job and what I was doing there really led me and pushed me to apply to even be here at the Chamber. It was always disheartening to me when I would ask my students, how many of you want to come back to Mountain Home when you graduate, and only two or three of them would raise their hand. Being a mom of three, I want my kids to come back to Mountain Home. And so to me, it's important that we figure out now what opportunities do we need here to make sure that these kids want to come back. Out-migration is a huge problem in rural communities when students graduate and they leave and they choose not to come back. And that's one thing I think we all have seen over the last few years is you're starting to see people step up and realize that we've got to do something about the population decline that was happening in 2018, 2019, and we're seeing the reverse trends of that now, but we want to make sure that we keep going in the positive direction.